Hey, this is Real Talk with Janina Vela, and this episode is gonna be about negative thoughts. So para sa mga overthinkers, para sa mga worst case scenario people, if you wanna learn how to get out of that kind of downward spiral, keep on listening. I feel like this is gonna be a really cool episode because we get to talk to like an RL, a real life, no, a registered and licensed psychometrician and psychologist, Rian Portugues, aka your millennial psychologist. So she is a co-chairperson at the Psychological Association of the Philippines, affiliated with LGBT Psychology and Mental Health PH. Okay, hi Rian. How are you today?
Hi Janina. I'm excited.
So I think ang daming mga listeners ngayon who are overthinkers like me. And we sometimes feel like we can't control what we think about, especially if it's the bad stuff. I guess my first question is, how can we crush negative thinking patterns and adopt a more positive mindset? Because right now it feels impossible.
Yeah, it sounds cool and easy, but in real life, it's hard and challenging to break the negative thinking pattern. But basically, in psychology, we use cognitive restructuring to recognize unhelpful thinking pattern to help us assess and challenge these thoughts by asking questions to differentiate yung facts from opinion. Yun kasi yung problem natin. Kasi yung mga thoughts natin na nami-mention
facts
mo
and opinions.
Before, di ba? Yung mga worst-case scenarios and yung mga unhelpful thinking patterns and usually inaccurate thoughts siya. Usually, masyado tayong harsh sa sarili natin.
I love what you mentioned, the opinions versus facts. Can you give like an example of that para people can learn to distinguish those two?
For example, catastrophizing, which is yung predicting worst case scenarios or making the insignificant issue bigger than it actually is. Halimbawa, inisip mo na, if I stuttered in my report, for sure, isipin nilang hindi ako magaling, yung mga ganyan. So, i-challenge mo yon. Totoo ba na hindi ka magaling kung nag-stutter ka? Eh, kunwari, yung mga nakikinig naman sa'yo, halimbawa sa podcast, ay, hindi ko naman napansin na nag-stutter ka. Ikaw lang naman nakapansin.
Yeah! Oh my gosh! Yes!
Yung nagka-catastrophize ka na insignificant lang. So, kaya, sa relationship, what if this person leaves me? Ano na mangyari sa akin? Hindi ba ako parang maganda kapag iniwan niya ako or parang unlovable ako? Lagi natin namamagnify yung mismong problem.
That's great because sometimes we tend to make our mistakes our identities.
Yeah.
And I think I can relate to that because I was in a show the other day and I had a little minor mistake and automatically my thought was, oh my gosh, I'm never gonna make it in this industry. I'm a failure. Like all of these things I was thinking about right away. But then people were like, no, you did well, Janina. But then I was only focused on that mistake, which ended up like me giving myself a new identity that I suck.
Kasi ang tawag natin dito sa unhelpful thinking pattern, yung medyo technical na term niya, cognitive distortion. So, hindi siya nakakatulong sa'yo somehow kasi nakakababa siya minsan ng self-esteem, nakaka-apekto sa well-being mo as a person. So, yung gagawin natin, i-restructure mo or you're going to reframe yung unhelpful thinking pattern mo.
So, you can reframe your unhealthy thinking pattern.
Yeah.
I think that's a good truth for me to know right now. It reminds me of this thing. It's called neuroplasticity.
Yes.
So neuroplasticity, for people who are listening right now, by definition means the brain is malleable and adaptable, meaning it's changing every moment of every day, which means every moment of every day, you have a chance to change your thinking. You have a chance to change the unhealthy into healthy.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about generalization. When you mentioned na, okay, parang naiwan ka ng person, tapos lagi akong mare-reject for the rest of my life.
Yes. Nangyayari. Yun yung tatawag na overgeneralization nga.
Mm-mm.
Parang one particular situation, i-generalize mo na siya sa other aspect of your life o kaya sa ibang tao. So that is maladaptive thinking.
Mm-mm.
Kasi usually nga, yung automatic negative thoughts natin, nagsistem siya dun sa core beliefs natin. And yung core beliefs natin, nagde-develop siya based on your past experience, based on yung culture and tradition, based on sa upbringing mo.
Yeah.
And then, pinaka-mahirap din doon yung part na kapag hindi rin maganda yung past experience mo, meron kang polarized thinking or yung tinatawag natin black and white thinking, mm-hmm. na kung saan ang taas nung sinet mo ng mga standards or expectations or categories sa bawat tao na nakakasalamuha mo, na isa lang halimbawa yung hindi niya masatisfy doon, i-consider mo kagad siya as a bad person. O kaya good yeah. person siya, pero meron lang siya yung ginagawa na isa, bad kagad siya.
Yeah, so parang alam niyo sa school na pass or fail lang. Yes. Yun lang siya. Hindi siya pwedeng ABC or something. It's pass or fail.
Hindi pa rin pasang-awa.
And it's not good.
Kasi may gray areas tayo in real life, diba?
So it's not just stopping unhealthy thinking patterns, but it's replacing it yeah. with healthy thinking patterns. Can you give us another example on how this would look like if I'm gonna stop a negative thing and then replace it with a positive thing?
Halimbawa, minimization. So sa minimization, which is you tend to downplay significant achievements. For example, na-promote ka, sasabihin sa'yo na magaling ka, sabihin mo, hindi, chamba lang yon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kung may mga ganong lang klase ng ano, thinking pattern, i-replace mo talaga siya. Ano yung basis, halimbawa, ng promotion? Sino ba yung nag-evaluate ng performance mo? Supervisor or manager? Co-workers mo? Customers? So, ang daming nag-evaluate ng performance mo, tapos na-promote ka, tapos sasabihin mo, chamba lang? So, parang ganun mo siya in-assess. Nagiging objective ka. May mga times din na meron tayong tinatawag na yung emotional reasoning. Nagbe-base tayo dun sa kung ano yung nafe-feel natin. Tapos, iniisip na natin na yun na siya. For example, I feel like a loser. I'm a loser. So, doon, ko-questionin mo siya na parang, totoo bang loser ka? So, ano ba yung nangyari doon? So, pwede kasi dito ma-identify mo na incidental lang pala yung nangyari. And then yung nangyari na yun, it doesn't mean na forever siya.
Mm.
O kaya iisipin mo, I think I'll fail this kung ano mang performance na to. Instead of thinking na mag-fail ka, pwede mong questionin yung sarili mo na, what if I succeed? Ganun mo siya pinapalitan. So, kung negative siya, kailangan mo siyang gawing positive. Kina-counteract mo siya.
Yeah. Because your thoughts really dictate your actions, diba? And a lot of people are like, oh nga, assuming, okay, I'm gonna try this, but I know that I'm gonna fail. So, syempre, magpa-fail na sila. Because from the beginning, they started defeated, diba?
Meron kami tinatawag na ABC technique.
Okay.
Which is yung A, antecedent, B, beliefs, C is for consequence. Yung consequence, ito yung emotions and actions natin. So, we need to change or to challenge our beliefs para mag-change din yung may influence niya sa atin, sa emotion, tsaka sa action natin. So, for example, yung nasabi mo na, kung failure yung nafe-feel mo or iniisip mo, more likely, mafe-feel mo talaga na failure ka. Lack of motivation yung mangyari, madedrain ka. And then eventually, magiging consistent yung action mo doon, magfe-fail ka talaga. So, your thoughts, sobrang powerful niya na pwede niyang ma-influence yung emotions mo and yung actions mo. Nagiging consistent siya doon.
It sounds so nice, pero parang ang hirap i-challenge yung negative thoughts mo. So ano yung first step doon? How do you actually stop having negative thoughts or exchange that?
May mga times kasi na hinahayaan lang natin yung thoughts natin na gumugulo siya, pero hindi natin siya tinatry na i-translate or ilagay sa isang bagay na ma-identify natin siya. So one way to monitor their thoughts and emotions is to try journaling.
Yes.
Doing journaling will help you identify your thought patterns, and then dun mo makikita yung mga usual na mga words na ginagamit mo. So yung iba na medyo harsh sa sarili nila. Yung may mga always, never, should, but, yung mga words na yon laging ginagamit. So, identify mo yun. Bakit ako gumagamit lagi ng should at saka ng
but? Wow, yeah.
Ang taas nung
expectations mo. Wow, that's so good.
Mas ma-identify mo yun, yung should at saka yung must. Sasabihin mo sa sarili mo, talaga ba, dapat, ganito yung gagawin ko. Ayan, tapos meron sinasabi na, never na akong naging tama.
Oh, wow.
Pero sinulat niya sa journal, never na akong naging tama. Babalik ka doon na, totoo ba na never kang naging tama? May mga situations ba na palagay mo naging tama ka? Dapat gawin ko to para blank. Kung hindi mo ba siya ginawa, ano ang mangyayari? Eh, kasi feeling nila minsan, pag hindi nila ginawa, guguho yung mundo. Kaya laging shoot sa bigat ng parang pressure sa part nila na hindi nila alam yung mga simple words na dinadagdag nila sa statements nila, sa internal dialogue nila, ang laki ng impact dun sa well-being nila.
I love that tip because, correct me if I'm wrong, but we kind of have to listen to our negative thoughts to an extent, right? Not completely ignoring it because there is something that's going on inside of you that you have to address. Because if you don't address it, then, di ba, lalabas na lang siya somewhere else or it will manifest in a really negative way. And so, journaling kind of gives you time to declutter your mind and then listen and then accept and then move on from it, right?
Yes.
So we wrote those down and then we'll say, okay, we've noticed the should, the must, and then
reframe. Yan napapasok yung reframing ng mga statements. Gagawin natin siyang mas kind or compassionate kung yun nga, sinasabi mo sa sarili mo na you're a failure kasi nagkamali ka. Pwede mong sabihin na hindi lang naging maganda yung performance mo at that particular situation, but it doesn't mean it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
O kaya yung pag sobrang down ka, I feel horrible. Instead of saying horrible, I feel sad. For now.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
Emotions and thoughts, they come and go. So, wag natin siya ititreat na parang forever siya. Kasi marami rin. Para makalabas or makaalis tayo dun sa ganong klase ng situations and ganong klase ng thoughts.
Mm-mm.
Aside from that, I think it's also okay to surround yourself with positive people or yung like-minded people kasi social and emotional support can boost your well-being. And if you feel like you're parang distressed, try to explore other things na magbo-boost pa ng well-being mo. Like you can use visual imagery or yung mag-imagine ka ng mga peaceful image or ng mga situations na makakalm yung mind mo or yung favorite place mo sa mind mo para ma-relax ka. So yun yung ilan sa mga way din. Aside from assessing and examining your thoughts.
I love that. Siguro last tips or last whatever you would like to throw out into the world. Yeah, just words of encouragement. Maybe you have.
Yung message ko na lang sa lahat, no? Thoughts are powerful. It can make or break you. Mm. So make sure that every now and then you assess, examine, and reflect before act upon it. Because it can change you.
Yeah.
You can also try to think of these problems or yung mga unhelpful thinking pattern mo as a way para mas maging better person.
Mm-mm.
Kasi ito nga yung mga problems natin, yung mga obstacles na to, pwede naman natin siyang gawin into opportunities.
Yeah.
Pwede tayo parating mag-grow.
Yeah.
Gusto ko i-share yung sinasabi ni Abraham Maslow. Sabi niya, in any given moment, we have two choices. Step forward into growth or step backward into safety.
Mm-mm.
So huwag natin isipin parate na lagi may negative or dun tayo makukulong. We can actually liberate ourselves dun sa mga unhelpful thinking patterns. We can do a lot.
Wow, grabe. Parang I have so much to think about after this podcast. Thank you so much,
thank you, Rian, for
coming on, joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, what a crazy episode. Here is your quick recap. So we learned to challenge our thoughts, especially the negative ones, by seeing if this is really a fact or it's just a negative opinion about myself. Then we learned to disrupt our unhealthy narratives by not just stopping them, but replacing negative thinking patterns with positive ones. Remember, your thoughts dictate your actions. So if you go in thinking you'll fail, you probably will. But if you go in with a positive mindset, the scales will be tipped in your favor. I'm definitely going to start doing this one to write down your thoughts and listen to your wording so you can see where you are emotionally. Last but not least, don't generalize yourself or the world based on one event. You are more than your mistake. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you learned as much as I did. Also, I want to get that shameless plug in. You know, if you want to follow me on Instagram, Janina Vella, or Globe Self Space, you can totally do that so that you can get more updates on the podcast. Also, if you have any topic requests, people requests, please also comment them down below on Instagram. What did you learn in your self space today?